devotees ask always that question, why so early? It's not in our hands, it's so much traffic is happening there, so much traffic. This is the time of the spring break and so many people are there and police doesn't want to have the traffic difficult. You can't hear it? Hare Krishna. Can you hear now? So devotees are always asking why the St. Augustine Rath Yatra is so early starting. Because this is a spring break and there is so many guests come there. It's a busy place. And police doesn't want to have the, you know, difficulty. They have difficulty to control the traffic. So that's why they give the permission to start earlier procession by 9:30 and we have to be done by 11 o'clock. That's the reason. But of course, besides the procession, attraction is the, after 11 o'clock we will have a drama and the dance and then prasadam will be served, nice prasadam, you will enjoy it, of course. And then there will be main attraction also is the St. George Street Harinam, because that street is completely full with a lot of people on the St. George Street. And they allow us to have the Harinam for even 3 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours. Our devotees, our body gets tired, isn't it, after going 2 times. But we can go 3-4 times on that street and so many people are there. So please, I know it's a little bit austere on the Saturday morning during the weekend, right? But for devotees, whether it's a weekend or a weekday, what does it make a difference, right? So please be there at 9 o'clock. Usually in the parade, we pull the cart by the truck. In the parade, we are not allowed to pull the cart with the ropes. So here, if you devotees who are here, the devotees who are listening on the internet, if you all don't come to pull the chariot, then we will have to connect with the cart. We will have to connect with the truck. So, do you want the Lord Jagannath to be pulled by the truck, or do you all want to be Lord Jagannath pulled by all of you with the ropes? Think about it. So be there on time, 9 o'clock, and we'll have to start exactly by 9:30. Okay, enough. We are the Srimad Bhagavatam now. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarada. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvishika Acharya Stotar Satas Divine Grace Abhay Charnavin Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Chayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvishika Acharya Stotar Satas Divine Vaishnava Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki Anand Koti Vaishnavrind Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sri Gaur Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Siva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ho. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Numilitamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantigam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padanu Sahagana Sri Lalita Sri Vishakavitam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesh Gopika Kantarada Kantanamasute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sridai Pranamani Harita Vanchakalpataruvasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pamane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padare Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharin Nirvisesa Shunyavadi Pashyatadistanya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version, text number 2. Bahurupa Ivabhati Mayaya Bahurupaya Ramano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Manyate Bahurupa Ivabhati Maya Bahu Rupaya Ramamano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Manyate Bahu Rupai Vabhati Maya Bahu Rupaya Ramamano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Manyate Response please. Vaishnavi, please. Maha, multiforms, eva, as it were, abhati, manifested, maya, by the influence of the exterior energy, bahurupaya, in multifarious forms, Ramamanaha, enjoying as it were, Guneshu, the modes of different qualities, Asyaha, of the external energy, Mama, mine, Aham, I, Iti, thus, Manyate, things. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The illusion living entity appears in so many forms offered by the external energy of the Lord. While enjoying in the modes of material nature, the encaged living entity misconceives thinking in terms of I and mine purport. The different forms of the living entities are different dresses offered by the illusory external energy of the Lord according to the modes of nature the living being desires to enjoy. The external material energy is represented by her three modes, namely goodness, passion, ignorance. So even in the material nature, there is a chance of an independent choice by the living entity. And according to his choice, the material energy offers in different varieties of material bodies. There are 900,000 varieties of material bodies in the water, 2 million vegetables bodies, 1,100,000 worms and reptiles, 1 million forms of the birds, 3 million different bodies of beasts, and 400,000 human forms. Altogether, there are 8,400,000 varieties of bodies in different planets of the universe, and the living entities traveling by so many transmigrations according to different modes of enjoying spirit within himself. Even in one particular body, the living energy changes from childhood to boyhood, and from boyhood to youth, from youth to old age, and from old age to another body created by his own action. The living entity creates his own body by his personal desires, and the external energy of the Lord supplies him the exact form by which he can enjoy his desire to the fullest extent. The tiger wanted to enjoy the blood of another animal, and therefore by the grace of the Lord, the material energy supplied him the body of a tiger, body of the tiger with facilities for enjoying blood from another animal. Similar living entity desiring to get the body of a demigod in a higher planet can also get it by the grace of the Lord. And if he is intelligent enough, he can desire to get a spiritual body to enjoy the company of the Lord, and he will get it. So the minor freedom of the living entity can be fully utilized, and the Lord is so kind that he will award the living entity the same type of body he desires. Living entity's desiring is like a dreaming of a golden mountain. Yeah. A person knows what a mountain is, and he knows also what gold is. Out of his desire only, he dreams of a golden mountain. And when the dream is over, he sees something else in his presence. He finds in his awakened state that there is neither gold nor a mountain. And what to speak of a golden mountain? The different positions of the living entity in the material world under multifarious manifestations of bodies are due to the misconception of my and I. The karmi thinks of this world as mine, and the jnanis think I am everything. The old material conception of politics, sociology, philanthropy, altruism, etc. conceived by the conditioned souls is on the basis of this misconception of I and mine, which are products of a strong desire to enjoy material life. Identification with the body and this place where the body is obtained under different conceptions of socialism, nationalism, family affection, so on and so forth, is all due to forgetfulness of the real nature of the living entity. And the whole misconception of the bewildered living entity can be removed by the association of Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, as all this is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. So, this is the original question was in the second canto, 8th chapter, text 7. It says, how does the soul become entangled in the body? That was the question. We are spirit soul, and how it is entangled in the material body? How did it happen? That was the question. And the answer is in these first three shlokas. That answer. So today, yesterday, of course, it was discussed. Yesterday, it was discussed about, I'm sure, the text one. It's interesting that when we always used to say, and we always hear, the life is like a dreaming. You are in a dreaming state. Right? That's what he said. And I had always think, what do you mean by dreaming? Am I dreaming? My life is, I mean, 100 years, if I'm going to live 100 years, I'm dreaming? Yeah, that's true. It opened my eyes when yesterday I read Srila Prabhupada's conversation with Karandar. And I'm going to read about this here, what Srila Prabhupada said. Yeah, it's a dreaming. We are just dreaming. Keep dreaming. 8,400,000 species. We are keep dreaming. One life after another, and keep dreaming and chasing the rhinoceroses. Right? One life after another. That's what we are doing. Because he says, Srila Prabhupada said, because we are spirit soul, and the fallen living entity is conditioned due to the influence of the Lord's material energy. Actually, he has not fallen. Means the spirit soul is not fallen. An example is when the moon appears to be moving when the clouds pass in front of it. Actually, the moon is not moving. Similarly, the living entity, because he is a spiritual spark of the Supreme, has not fallen. But he thinks, I am fallen. I am material, I am this body. And this is interesting. So body has no connection with the soul. We can experience this. The body is changing, dying, but I am the same. The idea is that we have connection with the body is due to the influence of the illusory energy of Krishna. And that illusory energy develops when we forget Krishna. So when we want to compete with the Krishna, then Krishna's external energy provides us all the facility we want. And if you want to be this facility is given to you, and you just go on and on and on, one life after another, life after another. That's what we are doing in this material world. So, and what happens is that, in other words, our religious identification with the body is simply due to our forgetfulness of Krishna. We wanted to forget, we wanted to give up Krishna, and enjoy the material world. That Krishna is giving us the chance. And then Srila Prabhupada gave me an example of the drama. He said that if you have a role of a king in a drama, then you have to believe that you are a king, and you have that courage. He said, "If the Karandar, if you are playing as a king in the drama, if you think you are Karandar and you are playing, I'm just playing a part as a drama, part as a king, then no, then you will not have a pet. But if you really think that, yeah, I am the king, you believe that I am the king and I will have courage to do that, then you will have effect on the audience. And he gives, Srila Prabhupada gives his own example. He said, I was in a drama, and he said, I was playing a part of Advaita Acharya. He said. So the director creates a feelings within you that you are Advaita Acharya. So you have to have that feeling of being Advaita Acharya, not as a A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And when I played there like that, then the whole audience was crying. It was just artificial, he said, I had to be played, but I had to feel like that, that I am Advaita Acharya. So similarly, when we leave the body, we go through that next body. Krishna is so intelligent, he gives you that experience of that next body. Before you accept another, before you give another body. If you're going to be pig, then before you take a birth as a pig, you are given that experience as a pig, to eat stool. So when you get a pig body, naturally you want to eat the stool. That's your feelings. So this is what we are doing, going on. We are doing this. Bhadra has gone through 8,400,000 species of life like that. Right? Living in it doesn't realize that, and they want to be. I have so many duties. I have so much things to do. I have this duty. I have that duty. I'm a king. I am this. I am that. I am that. And per person in the material goes on and on and on and on and on, one life after another. And what happens here? Mentioned here, the rope. Rope is made up of 3 fibers. So here the rope is in the form of 3 gunas, goodness, passion, ignorance. And this rope is tying up us. Krishna's illusory energy in the form of 3 ropes ties up the living entities. And according to that modes, living entity acts in the material world. And then during that act, living entity so many desires that he continues with one desire after another desire after another desire, goes on and on and on. And here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya was giving the instruction to Srila Rupa Goswami, here he says, listen to this. He says, this is Madhya Lila chapter 19, text number 144. I'll just say the translations. The unlimited living entities can be divided into 2 divisions. Those that can move and those that cannot move. Among living entities that can move, there are birds, aquatics, and animals. So means there are sthavar and jangam. Sthavar means the living entities who are steady at one place, and which is like a trees and all other, right? And living entities moving like a birds, aquatics, and animals. This is Lord Chaitanya's giving. Then he said, now all the living entities known as human beings are very small in quantity, That division may be still further subdivided, for there are many uncultured human beings like Laichas, Pulindas, Boundas, and Sabaras. So it is said that all these aquatics and other animals, and the animals and birds, if you count those, you say in this Florida state, as we go outside, we go to the ground, we find so many ants, right? So many ants. If you count those ants of all this in the Florida, their population is more higher than the human beings of the whole world. Count them. Just the Florida ants in Florida. So the point is that the living, that's why it says the human birth is very rare. That's the reason. And in that human birth is rare, then what happens is filled up with, it says, very small quantity. And they are filled up with who? With uncultured human beings like Mlechas, Pulindas, Boundas, and Sabaras. It's filled up with that. There's a large quantity of that, of those living in it. Then among the human beings, among those human beings, those who are followers of the Vedic principles are considered civilized. Among these, so there are civilized, uncivilized, right? Uncivilized population is higher than the civilized population, right? And in that civilized population, among those, almost half simply give lip service while committing all kinds of sinful activities against these principles. Such people do not care for the regulative principle. So among the civilized also, there are people who are actually not following the scriptures. It's just their lip service. So there also, their population is also high. Then, and among the followers of Vedic knowledge, most are following the process of fruitive activity in distinguishing between good and bad work. So among, interesting, isn't it? Among the Vedic followers, most of them are fruitive workers or karmi and yogi and jnanis. Right? Most of them. People come to the Lord, to the temple for what? For all those problems. The Radha Shyam Sundar just standing there and give me this, give me that, give me that, give me this. What was that song? It was nice drama about it, right? Give me the patni, give me the car, give me the television. What was it? Vishwamar was playing the part in that drama. Sundar Patni. Right? So amongst those, these are the fruity karmic yogis and jnanis among the SESs. And between good and bad work. Out of many such sincere fruity actors, there may be one who is actually wise. And then, out of many millions of such wise men, one may actually become liberated, mukta. Imagine, out of those wise, there is one might be liberated person. And out of many millions of such liberated persons, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna is very difficult to find. Okay? This is Lord Chaitanya had to say. About the, so you all are very exalted personalities sitting here in the class, and some are here in the class. You all are very exalted because you all are among those. And this is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Right? So in this shloka now, I have something else to say about that. about the previous sloka. Then Srila Prabhupada says, this all that I'm a big businessman, I want to be a leader, I want to be a philosopher, I want to be a scientist, all this, he says, all these things are nonsense. Simply dreaming. When you dream, the next moment the dream is gone and everything in the dream is finished. No more tiger, no more jungle. Similarly, as long as the body continues, one may think, I'm a responsible leader, I'm this, I'm that. But as soon as the body is finished, these ideas are gone. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. Krishna says, at the time of the death, I take over everything. And Srila Prabhupada gave an example of the, some say, Bhrigu Samhita says, I was so and so, I was the revised doctor. Known physician, see. But where is gone? Where is that physician gone? It's gone, right? So he said, our contact with matter is just like a dream. We are not fallen. Therefore, at any moment we can revive our Krishna consciousness. We become liberated as soon as we understand. I have nothing to do with this. What? I have nothing to do with this matter. I am simply Krishna's eternal servant. Gopir Bhartu Pada Kamalarayor Das Dasanu Das. I am not a brahmachari, I am not a vyanprasthi, I am not a grihastha, I am not sannyasi, I am not Brahman, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a vaishya, I am not a shudra, I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the gopi, gopis. That's what Lord Chaitanya's message is. Oh Krishna, Krishna is my eternal master, I am his servant. That's all. This is the... So, here in this shloka is Bahu Rupa. Bahu Rupa means varieties of forms. Bahu Rupa. Bahu means many, Rupa means the forms. 8,400,000 species of forms we get. But one who is advanced in spiritual consciousness, he does not see the variety of the forms because these varieties of forms are not real. And that's what Srila Prabhupada was. Srila Prabhupada was not seeing the forms of, he was seeing the spirit soul within the heart of the devotee. Of the living entity. And he was seeing that this living entity is encaged with this body. Now let me help this living entity to get out from this body. Let me bring him to the spiritual platform. And that's what Krishna consciousness is, isn't it? There are two from these modes of goodness, passion, ignorance, we want here to come to the Sudha Sattva. Right? We have to come to Sudha Sattva. That's the process, is Krishna consciousness. Then he says, then the next one, now Mayavadi says, now Ivabhati. Ivabhati means there is a form. But this is simply imitation. So that means the in the spiritual world there is varieties. In spiritual world also there is a birds and trees and monkeys and everything is there. But here it's imitation. We want to become Krishna, so here you become Krishna, you become God, and next time you become dog. So that's what Srila Prabhupada gave us. And people have no understanding. People, Mayavadi thinks there is no varieties in spiritual world. And so Srila Prabhupada gave us the knowledge, gave us the understanding, gave the process through which we can go to the spiritual world there and have our original constitutional position, because we are spirit soul. And Guneshu is the word is used in the shloka is Guneshu, means the three gunas, three varieties. Guneshu, according to body, he is enjoying. According to body, we are receiving, according to our desire, we receive the body, and we think we are enjoying. Pig, if you give halwa, is a pig going to get halwa? Probably. Today's pigs are different. But usually they want to go in the kitchen and eat all garbage, filthy things. Then another word is in the shloka is Ramamana. Means I want to enjoy because I am under the griefs of material nature. So I have certain type of taste and I want to enjoy that taste. But as it says, even if you come to Krishna consciousness, then doesn't matter what form, what kind of, you know, body you have, black body, brown body, white body, doesn't matter. And Srila Prabhupada gave example of in Africa. In Africa, he said that the Indians, you know, black people hate Indians because the Indians, black people have to work in the Indians' houses. They come to my country and we have to work for them. But he said in Krishna consciousness, he said the black and white and brown, everybody, they take prasadam together, sit down and take prasadam together. Same as he said in the Muslim, in the Muslims and Hindus, they don't sit together to eat. But he said in Krishna consciousness, they and Mayapur, they all sit together, Muslim and Hindus, they sit together. This is the real United Nations. So, and Brahman is, does not mean no variety, varieties, there is nothing. Brahman I want to enjoy because I am under the grief of material nature, so I have got certain type of taste. You cannot change it. Means the person who has a habit of drinking, government can spend so much money to stop that drinking habit, but they cannot be successful. Only they can be successful when they come to Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna consciousness is going to change the heart of that person, going to change the consciousness. Otherwise that habit will be not go away, will not go away. It continues. And we see example of ourselves, right? When you first had a habit, or whatever habits become to Krishna consciousness, and so Prabhupada changed. So we think this Raman the pleasure in the material world, but actually that is not the pleasure. Real, that is not the real pleasure. Under the gunas, under the three modes of material nature, we think we are enjoying this material world. Under the illusion, we think that way. Mama ham iti manyate. Last word is used in this shloka. Right? Thinking. So this is the conception of I and mine is the main problem. And this body is the illusion we are going through in this world. See? Karmis think of this world as mine, and the Jnanis think I am everything. This misconception, at the end it says that, Srila Prabhupada says that this misconception can be removed by the association of Sukhdev and Parikshit. And the result of illusion is so many forms, then one tries to enjoy in a dream and is thinking, Namaham, I'm enjoying. Okay, any questions, any comments? Yes, Mataji.
Thank you for reading that conversation. Actually, it just occurred to me, this I and mine, we often repeat it so much.
Yes.
But Prabhupada said there that the karmis are thinking everything is mine, and the jnanis are thinking I am everything.
I'm everything.
Yes. I never realized that that was the distinction in this cliche.
Yes. Because karma is thinking mine because he has a fruitive activities, fruitive desire, fruitive results, so he gets it, and everything around is mine. He gets it, everything is around, everything is mine. Right? But the jnani, I am, means he is, I am the Lord, I am everything. Right? That's the reason.
And what do devotees think?
Huh? What do devotees think? What do you think? What do you think?
I think I'm partly karmi and I'm partly jnani because I think I
don't worry. Bhakti is so powerful that it will wash away all your desire of the jnani or karmi. It will wash away. Bhakti is powerful. Just keep following.
So what does a devotee think?
Gopir Bhartu Pada Kamala Dasa Dasa Anudasa. I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Madhumati. Any question? Any other question?
There's one online question from
yes,
Akila Nanda Das asking, Akila Nanda Das, are there also varieties of species in Vaikuntha?
Well, I mean, Vaikuntha, Srila Prabhupada is saying that there are birds and trees and all are there, but of course there are species in a sense that there are, Krishna has his parents, Krishna has his friends, Krishna has his lovers, Krishna has his servants, right? All are there, and all the birds and the trees and all are conscious. They are conscious. They are not dull matters. They are conscious. Even the Krishna's earrings, Krishna's necklace, they are also conscious. Krishna's ankle belt, they are also conscious. And that's why when Mother Yashoda is churning the butter, at that time what happens? Bracelets? He's churning, he's moving, the bangles, right? Moving. So it making a noise of a kartal. And when she is churning, the churning rod is making a noise of a mradanga. So mradanga is playing, this is kartal, and she is singing all the glories of Krishna. Krishna, she has all the pastimes in the poetry form. And she is singing all this poetry of Krishna's different pastimes about killing putnas, akshatasura, all these pastimes. She is singing. So it's a sankirtan. And that's what sankirtan is. To glorify the Lord. So she was doing, that is her sankirtan. Was. And Krishna in the back of the room, he was hearing all this. His pastime, little baby. And right away he woke up and he comes and he stops her. Right. So yes, all living entities are there. Varieties, variety is the spice. What is called? Yes, the varieties. But Mayavadis don't think there is varieties, formless. But that's why we love varieties. But we are in the wrong way. We are trying to find varieties in this material world. Okay, any other question? Is that, I hope that answers this question. Any other question, comments? So now we become to know that Bhadra is keep dreaming for so many lifetimes. And stop dreaming, Bhadra. Just become the servant and just serve. Stop dreaming. Don't keep chasing.